predicament that we cannot construct a coherent story about what's happening and what we're going to do about it. That's exactly why the American public is preoccupied with the Kardashians on so-called reality TV, and at the same time cannot figure out a way to politically deal with the gigantic problems that are facing us.
What is it that really gets you through the long emergency? Is there some kind of deeper human experience that you reside on? And do you have any thoughts on how to live a meaningful life in this long emergency that we're in?
I don't think there's anything more important than finding a way to lead a purposeful life. And I've been very fortunate. I don't know that I'm really able to instruct other people how to do it, but I was able to do it for myself. My time is taken up with doing things that are meaningful to me. I'm able to function as a writer. I'm able to make a living off of it, even though I don't get rich off of it. I do other activities that are hugely meaningful for me. You know, I play music with my friends around here. I've moved to the edge of a small factory village in upstate New York. I'm living on a property that's allowed me to construct a pretty elaborate garden and orchard. It's not huge. It's 3 acres, but you'd be surprised how much food you can grow in 3 acres. I'm very involved in that, in the whole business of getting that together. I've constructed a social network for myself that's pretty sturdy, that's made up of good people I respect. And I think that the construction of a social network, or in other words, a community to call your own, is a project that everybody needs to take seriously. It is a construction project. It's an ongoing construction project, and you need to attend to it and take care of it and maintain it and feed it and be nice to it and keep it going. And it's just terribly important to maintain relationships with other people. And probably the biggest thing for people facing what I call the long emergency will be what kind of community they can find to be a part of. And part of that means being very careful about selecting geographically where you're going to live, because some places have better prospects than other places. And then being careful and mindful about constructing and being part of a social network and a community that you will choose to be a part of.
Excellent. So as a very last question, your book's called Too Much Magic. Are there certain types of magic that we do need, like spontaneity or anything else that you can foresee?
Yeah, we need artistry. We need love. We need beauty. We need songs and music. We need the respect of the other people in our community and of ourselves. And that's the kind of magic that's not as dazzling as holding an iPad in your hand and seeing a lot of pictures moving across the screen. But it's the kind of enduring magic that I think the human race is best at and will get the most from.
You see, Morgan, this is my essential problem with the Sam Broadcaster Pro, is that we had that very eloquent piece on the necessity of us as a progressive people to move forward and not be distracted by these palliative forms of, you know, agency, like, you know, you can blog about it, you can Facebook about it, you know, post about something you think is wrong in the community, and it was very nice. And now we have It's a Circus from Dave Lang. And did, like, some antagonizing element come in and make that happen? I'm going to turn this down now. Did some antagonizing element come in and make that happen? Or was it just the computer that chose to do that at random?
Well, if you're saying computer chose to do it...
Okay, the computer didn't make an agent choice, but it's just a bit too neat and tidy, you think, for it to have been a complete accident?
So you think there was divine intervention here?
Yes.
I could see that.
Happy belated birthday, Morgan.
Thank you very much.
This is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, and we have a very bleak November show today. First set of tracks we have are all sort of this... breaking down the dichotomy between decayed noise and fidelity and finding the harmonies that lay in the middle of that.
Sounds spooky.
And it's very spooky. I didn't get to do a Halloween show, so that's being funneled through that lack of essence pouring out of me on Halloween has permutated my show in November. And in November, I find that subject of decay is, of course, pertinent. It's on everyone's mind. It gets very cold. And, you know, you have these songs about little interstitial spaces and like little in-between areas. And it's like, you know, your skin, it gets cold, and it's the beauty of the cold is that it cracks your skin open and you get sores and your lips start to bleed. Like you got little skin splits in your lips, and it's, you know, to create, you must destroy, Morgan.
I feel like those are not things that happen to everyone. This may not be a common
The hidden privilege of having healthy skin is that you can actually take showers every day and not be a shedding mess of skin and flesh. Art Department featuring Seth Troxler is our first track. It's a bit of a tangent, so I put it in first. They just released an album this year. The song is Cruel Intentions. Art Department from Canada. I'll let you know more about which province, as we are very provincial people, in a moment. I'll let you know which province they are in just a moment from. Yes. Wow. That was art department, Toronto's art department. Of course, obviously.
But like, what province is that, John?
Toronto. It's in Quebec, I think. I couldn't say. I live in Vancouver, born and raised. The track was featuring Seth Troxler, Cruel Intentions, and art department just released their album Natural Selection this year, and they are currently doing a ring of tours in, Rome, Italy, at the Rashomon, in Turin, in Rotterdam, Lyon, France. Wow, these are all very aesthetic locations. Totally unlike touring in, say, Vancouver, for instance, or Hazleton, possibly.
Oh, Hazleton is very, very aesthetic, but in a more rugged way.
Yeah, and not the
perhaps
kind
in
of,
a way that you wouldn't understand.
Well, and I'm glad I don't, because I'm not even going to let up this facade of disgust I have for you right now. No, I was going to ask a question about that, but I don't remember what I was going to ask.
About Hazleton?
So that was art. No, yeah, I was going to ask you. So Cruel Intentions, we just heard the song from the hit 90s film featuring Sarah Michelle Gellar. Cruel Intentions about, do you remember the movie I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's, really?
I'm sorry.
Seriously? Okay, fine. We're going to move on. I was counting on you knowing about the... You know, it's about, like, the prep school kids, and, like, they're trying to play this, like, evil game of seduction on one. I don't... Cruel Intentions.
Like, I'm from Hazleton. We don't get a lot of movies up there.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyhow, the urban, luxurious lifestyle of rich, affluent prep university students. GQ, of course, an institutional magazine, just released their list of the 25, quote, douchiest colleges in America. Go look that up if you need to be informed. One of them is in Alaska. Who knew?
No way.
Yeah, one of them is in Alaska. GQ is a foundational magazine. But Hazleton is so unlike the streams, the metropolitan streams and avenues of transportation and space that exist here within Vancouver that make it a global city, but a place where all these different elements come together. And, you know, we're being critical right now, Morgan, because I know you don't think of Vancouver as this great, luxurious city full of wealth. Of course not. Now, we're gonna explore that with this next suite of tracks. We've got some Andy Stott. I don't know what this voice I'm doing right now is. I'm not doing a voice. It just happened. My
puberty.
Collar's very tight. That's... Now, see, Maureen, you're perpetuating the feminization of Asian men right now, and I just am uncomfortable with that. So I'm going to pretend you didn't make that snide comment, and we're going to move on. We've got some Andy Stott. We've got some actress. We've got some Shirley I Come Quickly from the Toronto label Adhesive Sound. And here we go. Enjoy.
Every detail, from the groundbreaking architecture to the sumptuous interiors, was designed to ensure a first-class experience. Towering 900 feet above the city, Trump Toronto is Canada's tallest residential building, a striking addition to the skyline. From this historic corner on Bay in Adelaide, you are in the heart of one of North America's most important business centers. That, in addition to shopping, museums, galleries, theaters, make this vibrant metropolis so wonderful. And there's much, much more.
Get up, We'll It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
So that was the UBC Sorted Out ad, and I love it because it suggests the very potent possibility that the peace we desire, that this sustainability is something that can only be achieved in a state of oblivion, like an entry, a birthing into the void that is in existence. Happy birthday, Morgan. So the tracks you just heard were Andy Stott's Violence from his Faith in Strangers, which will be out in a few days, although it's been getting around the block. It's seasoned even now. Bit of a slower, more deliberate take on his drenched upcut, stretched techno from his 2012 LP Luxury Problems. Little bits of cracks, and that's like the
cracks in your hands,
my hands and my lips and my face. So look for that coming out. It's gonna make a splash for sure. Actress Frontline off Ghettoville from earlier this year. You know, there's a wonderful review of Ghettoville on The Quietus where, you know what? I don't have enough time to talk about this show. Let's enter this subject another time. But there we have it, another track sort of cracking apart, coming apart. All that little nice crispy interstitial noise,
like that
very deliberate. Yeah, could you do it for us, please, Morgan? If you could make it happen.
That's the sound that I'm getting.
That's the vacuum
of space,
of noise exiting your body. That's the vacuum that is living. As you move, as you act, your body is making incredible amounts of noise. You eat, and the breathing of your eating, reminding you that you're a living creature. I remember once I was on a road trip. We were in Eugene. Everyone else is getting ready to go sleep. I wanted dinner. I was eating a giant cheese and veggie calzone, and my noxious, the sounds of my eating were so fierce. And the human body is a disgusting thing, and we have to revel in its falling apart and its coming together. After that, after Actress Frontline, we had a Canadian track, Anchor, from Surely I Come Quickly, off the album, the cassette Silent Reverie, and that was on the Toronto label Adhesive Sounds. And I was going to play another Adhesive Sounds track from Form, which had just released the cassette Trips, again, from Toronto. It seems like all these artists are located in Toronto. But I don't think I'll have enough time, so instead I'm going to play Yamaniko's Noises in the Waves, Wires Like the Kissing of the Sea, featuring Rimpleton, a nice take on the sort of dubby trap aesthetic, but not quite with the same connotations as trap typically has. And
what are those connotations for those of us who don't know?
Oh, I would say it's very much to do with kind of ethnic urbanism, which is popular within those communities, and within middle to upper class white communities as well, for the sense of cultural tourism which it enables. Morgan, I would say that is the sound of it. The sound of urban decay and nihilism in the face of overwhelming societal prejudices, and the need, thusly, in light of those odds that they are given, to reject with the most bombastic, drill-tastic noise, the sort of death-affirming noise that you can dance to. And we'll get more of that in just a moment later in this show, because this is the November show, and November sucks. But in the meantime, we'll play that Yamaneiko track, and in honor of Interstellar, a film where Matthew McConaughey saves the human race.
Don't or not. Give it away.
It's a potential. That's the plot of the movie. I'm just telling you the plot of the movie. I have Gil Scott-Heron's Whitey on the Moon from his album Small Talk at 125th and Lennox. And yeah, we're going to enjoy those two tracks right now. Interstellar. It's all right. I should go see Nightcrawler, maybe. Whiplash is in theaters right now. I'm hearing good things about Birdman. Divisive, though. Yeah, give those a shot. Mm-hmm.
She got dreams, 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 rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
So in relative terms, that was rather a short break we just took with the music to the speech to the music, although we should not conceive of these things as different. Again, the show is partially about breaking down dichotomies. I have to break down this dichotomy between voice and the music we are playing, the speech in the studio and the music from elsewhere, filtered here digitally, reaching here through all sorts of different means. I've been playing MP3s, of course, and here we are in the studio playing the music. What we just heard was Yamaniko's Noise in the Waves, Wires Like the Kissing of the Sea, featuring Rimpleton. And after that, we heard Gil Scott Heron's Whitey on the Moon. Interstellar, a film where I cried multiple times. I shed tears at least three separate junctures during this film. And I think that speaks to me not about the efficacy of the movie and Christopher Nolan's monarchist tendencies, but rather Matthew McConaughey's incredible charisma. And the
what about Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway, well, she is a dud for the most part. And it's not her fault. She's not given much to work with. Christopher Nolan is not good at writing women at all. They're often presented on very one-dimensional terms. They are either a symbol for his male characters or something that is just there and doesn't really do much. Jessica Chastain's character in this film, perhaps a chance for Christopher Nolan to ameliorate those past tendencies. However, her character and her arc, although important and although very central to the story, was probably the worst part of the movie. So, Interstellar. Don't bother going seeing it. I mean, you don't need to be part of the cultural zeitgeist. You could just be at home listening to CITR and staying on the underground. But if you do want to be part of the cultural zeitgeist, Interstellar, the movie with the highest box office ever in China that has not been in 3D. Non-3D movies don't perform very well in China.
I've never seen a 3D movie. Like a real 3D movie. I've
what do you
seen
mean?
Some when I was a kid with the blue okay. and the red glasses.
How are those not real 3D movies?
Well, it's not quite the same thing.
How is it not? It's the exact same technology.
Except
it's
makes
just
you
more
nauseous.
Advanced. In fact, the 3D nowadays would be much more subtle and a matter of post-production than the 3D that you watch when you were a child. So you watch, in fact, the
fine,
movies,
I've never seen
you've
a
seen
new,
more
I've never seen
3D
new,
movies than like someone who was
movie.
Born today and has like their only experience
so, like,
of 3D
like,
movies are from today.
They were just born today, so they're an infant and they have seen
yep.
no movies.
And you just strap them into a theater chair and you put the 3D glasses on them. And that is the human condition that we exist within.
Cumin.
Now we have Cumin. 28 Cumin. You've been listening to Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus. Yes, that is true. And coming up next, we have four more songs scheduled for the day and 20 minutes to get through them. We'll see if we can. We've got Taylor Thom Hyde Bransfield's Steps, Toronto artist, and a bit of a mix of compositional elements here. Morgan, I just realized I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. the statements I'm making, although they have the character of authority and knowledge, possess neither of those.
And I think that's why people listen to you. They're not listening to you to get information or to feel like they're being talked to by someone authoritative. It's like, we just want that nonsense, that good old John Q nonsense.
Don't patronize me. This is only like my fifth show. I don't have a regular listening base. Everything you just said is garbage. But thanks anyway, Morgan. Thanks for trying.
Thank you. London-based artist Cold Specs is on tour in support of Neuroplasticity, available on Mute. With openers We Are the City, Cold Specs plays this Tuesday, November 25th, at the Imperial. Tickets are $17.50. Available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Brought to you by the Georgia Strait, CITR, and MRG Concerts.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl underground, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
As I was expressing to Morgan, we're both very angsty right now. I'm a big fan of Pop Drones, and one of the reasons for that is because my show is basically just Pop Drones, except not as good, and it hasn't been on for as long, and it's just, it doesn't compare. It's really quite derivative. It's as if you walked into perhaps a Chinese market, as I have many a time in my trips abroad to Beijing, and you stumble upon a VHR player that plays VHR tapes. You can buy 20 for a bundle of coins. And it makes me feel like I'm that. And it's not a bad feeling. It's punk to do something and say, oh, you know, well, whatever. There's punk in that. You're listening to Cue It Up from CITR 101.9. We have 8 minutes to go, and I don't think we're going to finish these two songs, but that's just as well, because they're terrible Dionysian rants. And Rohit is joining the studio.
What up?
Yeah, hey Rohit. So we're gonna enjoy that. It's a little bit of a climactic conclusion to this. I have no idea what I was doing with the playlist design here, but it was formed. It was in my head. It was firm and indefatigable.
The
emotion now is about to burst. Myself and Morgan had a very emotional talk in between these songs, and we're now gonna let this spill into the music, which you just heard. However, Taylor Tom High Bransfield, the song Steps, and Siamese Safety, Health and Safety, and Siamese and Adhesive Sounds, both of those artists from Toronto. Siamese, again, Adhesive Sounds, a label that I've just come across, really digging their stuff. There's a song Safely Off the cassette Health and Safety. Again, Adhesive Sounds, Toronto, if you're into electronic, you know, experimental beat music, or more music concrete, or, you know, sampled compositional pieces, check them out. Toronto-based label. Very cool. Coming up, we've got a Positive Center, Berlin, drenched out, slow down techno, the recent album In Silence series. Bit of a finale note, as we played Andy Stott earlier, whose Faith in Strangers will be out very soon. Then we have Cut Hands, The Claw, from the album Festival of the Dead. And there are a million problems with playing Cut Hands. And although I don't wish to evoke those problems.
Was it Cut Hands like don't... your skin is so dry that your hands
that
are
is true. The subject we have been running through without this in... We have been running through without throughout this episode of songs which are... Which
they tear you apart.
Bleached.
Like the wind.
Black tinted, as actress would put it, Darren Cunningham, actress, UK project. But inside there, inside that bit of November crispness, the crispness of the cold, damned air, and your frozen skin, your cuticles falling apart, the hangnails on your body.
God,
Rohit, do you have healthy skin? Do you know anything about this?
Yo, man, I still need to work on that skin sometimes.
That's
know?
True. And you know I'm taking less
winter,
showers.
Winter
I just
takes,
I don't smell that
toll.
Bad after I go to sleep. Why do I need to take a shower in the morning? I just sponge myself down. And on that note, we're going to play Ashes in Exhalation from
very appropriate, very apt.
From Positive Center.
There are some of us who see the world differently.
We like to play.
Tinker, create. We like to think of ourselves as the enemies of the everyday.
We know change starts
by simply asking, what if? Because we know even the smallest thought
can change the way we live forever.
Forever.
Hey, wow, you guys are talking about your interview stuff while this great music is playing. Hi, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Cue It Up, and we're just going to exit on this track today, Ashes in Exhalation from Berlin artist Positive Center. Although we were trying to do away with Center, so really I don't know why I chose to close with this track, if you think about it. Coming up next, Asian Waves. Stay tuned, please.